Hezbollah guerrillas in southern Lebanon attacked Israeli military positions in a disputed border area Tuesday and provoked swift Israeli retaliation. No injuries were reported in the attack, which was the first flare-up in the area in months. Police officials inside Lebanon say Hezbollah guerrillas fired mortar shells and rockets at Israeli positions in the border area known as Sheba Farms. Israeli military officials confirmed the attack and say the army responded with artillery fire and airstrikes at suspected guerrilla positions. Hezbollah periodically shells the Sheba Farms area, generally provoking swift Israeli retaliation and stern warnings to Hezbollah and its backers in neighboring Syria. The border area had been quiet, however, for the past several months. Israel withdrew from southern Lebanon in May of 2000, ending almost two decades of occupation. But Israeli troops remain in the Sheba Farms area, a sliver of land which Lebanon claims. Hezbollah and Lebanon say that Israel has not fully withdrawn from Lebanese territory. Israel says the area belongs to Syria and is part of land captured by Israel during the 1967 Mideast War. The United Nations agrees that Sheba Farms is Syrian land and that its return must be negotiated between Israel and Syria. Meanwhile, an American congressman is in Beirut to ask Lebanese leaders to intercede with Hezbollah. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa is urging Hezbollah to allow the International Committee of the Red Cross to see four Israelis captured by the guerrillas in 2000. Hezbollah abducted three Israeli soldiers on patrol along the Lebanese border and also claims responsibility for abducting a colonel in the Israeli reserves. Israel believes the three soldiers are dead. Hezbollah refuses to say, but has insisted that the abducted colonel is alive. The guerrilla group says it's ready to disclose more information in exchange for the release by Israel of Lebanese and Arab prisoners held in Israeli jails. Congressman Issa says he has asked Israeli officials to allow the ICRC to visit Lebanese prisoners held in Israel. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.